All right, so Joel is not with us this week, and we have some game news for you. We're actually going to take a hand at
video game news 1422.
Right. Yes.
So roll it.
So we have no song to sing, actually.
Nope.
That's sad.
It's no show.
Starring.
There's no show.
Nothing. Right.
It's the me show. Starring me. It's me. It's the me.
You're invading my personal space.
I know. I'm sorry. Don't hit me.
Okay.
All right.
So we have here.
I'm making pee on my desk again.
He already peed on the chair. I don't know what the problem
is. I thought that would get him away. I thought he would be able to sense the territorial boundary.
I spilled my Mountain Dew. It's not pee. It's not pee!
All right. Are we ready? Can we move on now?
Here.
Oh, man. He's throwing a tantrum. What do you need? You need a hug?
No, he probably needs more booze.
You need Brad to give you a hug?
I need Brad to give me a hug.
Okay,
on,
Brad.
You like that? Come feel on, good? Brad. It doesn't work as well when it's yeah. live, because they can now they can see.
Yeah. Now they can see that we have no interest in each other. Yeah.
No, it's purely a physical thing.
Purely a physical thing.
Where's your hand?
Okay, so here we are with our game news. Here we go, people.
I'll drink to that.
Jeez. Anyway.
Yeah. Some people have addictive personalities. And they have problems, okay?
Right.
They can't stop themselves. They can't quit. They
right.
don't understand.
Like from drinking?
That there's a problem.
Right.
No, not like drinking.
Like
about
what?
Something real, like video games.
Video game. People aren't addicted to
They're
video
the
games.
They're the devil. They are the devil.
That's why they call it the damnable devil box. Or no, I'm sorry, Xbox. That's what it was. It was something like that.
Something like
Just
that.
Shut up and drink.
Okay.
All right, so there is a story. See, I can't sit back. There is a story.
Why can't you?
The room's spinning for you too, man.
Woohoo! No, it's actually because I'm away from the microphone. See how you can't hear me at all right now?
Hey, it works for me. I'm going to probably have to get one of those little hand, one of those ones.
We all are.
We're
working on it.
Yeah. Well, I'm just saying, I'll buy it for myself. If you want to buy one for yourself, you're free to.
Okay.
Just take it out of my check, sir.
Like everything else.
That's right.
All right. 40% of the people who play World of Warcraft are addicted.
Or so what? Says Dr. Marissa Orzac.
Yes, thank you.
Yeah. Really? And they took a survey of 40% of the people? Wow. I mean, of 10 million people playing World of Warcraft?
Right.
Wow, that's amazing.
Well, she said, let's say there are around 6 million subscribers to World of Warcraft. In her professional opinion, just an opinion, not necessarily a study, she would estimate about 40% are addicted, which is
based on
her opinion.
And her opinion's based on...
And I quote directly, I'd say that 40% are addicted.
She has an opinion.
Right.
And so that's the getting it out your ass.
Yep. She's a clinical psychologist.
That's what you do, Brad.
Is the founder and coordinator of computer addiction services at McLean Hospital in Newton, Massachusetts. Is also an assistant professor at Harvard Medical School.
So there's no research
she
here
has no
at
real
all.
Cred
she just
whatsoever.
Pulled out a number out of her
might as well just yank someone off the street. Hey, what do you think?
I was thinking it was more like 27.4%. Why not throw a decimal point in there?
That's a good point.
Might as
That's
well.
A good point. So what does she say the solution is?
Quit. No, actually, knock it off.
But she doesn't even base on what she means. I mean, I have no doubt there's a lot of people addicted to World of Warcraft, but we have no idea how many. You'd have to get a survey. For example, she might have, I don't know, gone to Blizzard and find out how many of the 6 million or 8 million or 10 million active players in World of Warcraft are playing more than X amount of hours per week. That would be your first step, right? If you're playing World of Warcraft more than, let's say, 30 hours per week, that'd
be
a start. If it turns out,
some kind of statistic,
but if it turns out that only 800,000 people are playing more than 20 hours a week, then she's full of crap because I'm addicted. Hello, my name's Brad Wardell, and I'm addicted to Warcraft. I play 45 minutes a month. I mean, that's insane.
All right. So basically, this article is misleading, is what we're saying. So therefore, we're going to link it on our site. But it's titled Expert, :40% of World of Warcraft players addicted. But in fact, if you read the article, it's not about World of Warcraft. It's about video game addiction.
She does call out Blizzard, though.
this is why I think all journalists are a bunch of scum who are subhuman, have no ability. Well, except the ones reviewing our products right now,
well,
which
that,
are, of course,
and also
are excellent
us.
People.
Thank you. Yeah,
maybe the
not
guy
that,
that
I'd call
wrote
myself
that
a journalist.
Yeah, the
Vista
fact still. That we got on, we get in at, as press at shows just how bad it is.
It's a good point, actually.
I mean, if we count as press, I mean, you went to camera school. I went to electric school. Did you even go to school?
I went to funny school.
Yeah, what the hell have you done?
Woo! He's been in funny school. That's where he's been. Well, so basically what I'm saying here is that she is a woman who can help people. Can help people with video game addiction, people come to her.
So it's an ad.
Anyway, moving on from that. Look, before we move on, I just want to read this first paragraph or part of this first paragraph because it says, if you're suffering from dry eyes, headaches, backaches, erratic sleep patterns, it may be more than just your average hangover. According to Dr. Marisa Orzak, you could be suffering from video and computer game addiction.
Even if you don't play games.
Now, let me just say this here. I have dry eyes, headaches, backaches, and definitely erratic sleep patterns. Don't touch my eyes, man. Hey.
You made a claim. She made an assertion that her eye is dry. There's only one way to actually test that. Otherwise, she's just like Dr. Marengo here.
All right. Go ahead.
Touch the eyeball.
It.
Do it.
Oh, touch she's it. Called my bluff.
Dance, monkey boy.
No, really, go ahead.
Touch the eye. Touch the eye. Come on, big guy. Touch it.
Don't poke it like that. You blind me.
I can't. You know, if we did that, that's on YouTube. It's on YouTube. That's it. Yeah, it's like,
go
girl
on.
Getting eye touched.
Touch my eye. I know that nobody has ever touched me like that before. I have to say.
Do you like that? You like when he touches your eye?
We're never doing this again. My pupil.
My eye. My
cornea. Oh, my cornea.
Scratched my eye. All right. People, hang with us. We got one more story left, and then we're going to let you go. I'm so sorry. I apologize for the preceding 50 minutes. All right. So, a bully video game is being released in October. This is on CNetNews.com. Derek, what the heck?
What the hell? I said heck. Can I just do my story and
yes,
drink
please.
And go home?
Yes.
Okay.
Go home. You're only halfway done. You got to make up this time for your stupid whatever this is.
We do this for free, remember?
And okay. He's gone.
I don't need this show.
He's crying.
Your
he
name
is crying.
Even Derek. I gave you your name.
Don't cry. Don't cry, little boy. It's
don't
okay.
Don't cry for me.
I will only answer to Kunta.
All right, Kunta, can you tell us about this story?
Yes. Rockstar is coming out with a game called Bully, which is pretty much what it sounds like. The game's main character is a 15-year-old kid named Jimmy Hopkins who has to
What the hell did you do?
You know, I want to.
I heard gagging.
I want to point out something from the CNET story. That was her. Rockstar. Hold on. This requires some subtlety. The maker of the best-selling video game series Grand Theft Auto.
There's a minor spelling error in the article.
Yeah, Grand Theft Auto.
So actually, it was about a guy.
Some guy named Grant. Yeah, had his car stolen.
All right. So there's a spelling error. Big deal, Brad. It's not like. You've never made a spelling error in an article, have you? All right, please continue, Kunta.
Thank you. I forget what I was saying. Now, basically, the premise behind this game is the kid's at school.
Right.
And he has to defend himself against nerds, jocks, and bullies. And
good for him.
They're like baseball bats and marbles. I don't know what he does. I would kind of like to see, actually.
Me too.
But there are a bunch of people all up in arms because it's, you know, yet another violent video game, but this one's about 15-year-old kids.
Do you beat up the bullies or are you the actual bully?
Both.
There's a lot of that's wrong. I don't want people to be the bully. I want them to be bullied and see how it feels.
There, I'm giving you
how
the wedgie.
You like
huh?
Because let me tell you something, people. Bullying hurts.
Brad.
Ah!
Hit him. Land it.
Not afraid of you.
Yeah, he's
my
afraid
therapists
of
say I just need to stand up to you and say, Kristen, I'm a human being. and I deserve respect.
Let's go, mother.
Oh, you were mouthing a swear word.
Try and keep up, will you, Brad? I don't know karate, but we're, I know karate.
You're supposed to freeze the frame at that.
Whoa!
All right. What were we talking about?
I have no idea.
All righty.
All right. Is that the end of our story? Anyway, Bully video game coming out. Buy it. It's from Rockstar. There'll probably be hidden sex scenes in it. So
it's about a 15-year-old boy.
Yep. Brad.
Okay, so sex scenes with the teacher.
I was in a bully.
Yeah, he wasn't a bully.
It's going to have the hot Kool-Aid mod.
You kill a couple people in high school and you get a bad rap.
Yeah, seriously.
Well, when they showed the demo of this, there was no blood or anything.
It's me and the buddy.
Okay. Do we have anything else? We've done our call-in, we've done our tech news, we've done our game news.
You know, I'd like to, this is going out to all my homies.
Dedication.
Thank you for listening to the Power User Podcast. We really appreciate you sitting through this crap for the last hour.
You have no idea.
And for the last 52 weeks.
You people wanted this, and we gave it to you.
You asked for
it.
So
you can't complain.
Come on our forums and let me know if you want to see another one. Shush you. Come on our forums and let us know if you want to see another one, because we really don't want to continue doing this.
I do.
Where are our forums? How does someone go and comment on a show?
You can get there by going to www.poweruser.tv. And... who are our sponsors?
Newwin.net, WinCustomized.com, and Quarter3.com.
That's right.
So go visit them right now and support buy their products, goods, or services.
Yes, exactly. Thank you, Brad. Very, very well said. Anything else?
Today's show was brought to you by the letters F and the letters U, the number 4, and whatever.
Whatever the heck.
Shaker's Rose Flavored Vodka.
You guys said it doesn't even taste good.
No,
it doesn't.
No, I'm not. I'm going to have a margarita.
All right.
It tastes like old lady. Perfume. Old lady's perfume.
I was going to say.
I didn't finish that sentence.
I'm going to just kind of move over here.
At least I'm younger, right? All right, people. Thank you very much for listening and this week for watching. We appreciate your support. We'll see you in a couple of weeks with the audio-only version of this show. Thank you.
Bye-bye.